Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too, because Beverly is our good friend, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. Beverly, in about 2 months, you will celebrate, and I know you'll have a big party about this, you'll celebrate 10 years on the Small Business Advocate Show. How about that?
How about that? That's incredible.
We'll have to get the champagne out, won't we?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, Beverly.
Thank you. I'm always glad to be here with you.
Beverly is the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, folks, the ultimate guide for home-based businesses. That's not what the subtitle says. It's close to that. But if you're home-based or want to be, you got to have this book, The 30-Second Commute, and it's available wherever books are sold. And by Beverly Williams and Don Cooper. Beverly also is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, a national award the SBA gave her, and much deserved and way too late. And she's our good friend. And Beverly, I was talking to the audience a minute ago about how big home-based business really is. And if there are 25 or more million small businesses in America, and I think that's a generally accepted number in terms of total small businesses, there are about 7 or so million, give or take a million, traditional businesses that have a full they report business income on their tax return, mm-hmm. and have shingles, they're traditional type businesses. So that means the vast majority of small businesses are home-based or some are not the traditional business,
mm-hmm.
aren't they?
That's correct.
Do you agree with my math?
Well, yes. I'm chuckling, though. I'd like to know at what point we become we go from non-traditional to traditional. I was beginning to think that maybe that was starting to happen since more than half of all small businesses are now located in the home.
Right.
Does not count teleworkers. It's just independent
right.
business owners.
But it does include independent contractors, I think.
Yes, but independent contractors are individual business owners.
That's exactly right, even though they don't know that they are. They often don't think that they are.
That's true. We've had that discussion a lot of times, haven't we? Yeah, I think that the important thing for people to remember is that they are there. They are continuing to grow. We are continuing to grow in larger and larger numbers. And it's just been an amazing journey for me over the last nearly 20 years that so much has happened in the home-based business industry and the attitude and the general acceptance. And the fact that SBA and so many other places are now putting out statistics about SBA, I mean about home-based businesses,
mm-hmm.
Really sort of puts a stamp of approval on it too, which all helps our perception be more positive as to who we are, what we do, and what we contribute to society.
And the single most important thing, the single significant thing for those businesses that is the determining factor of whether they become, you know, whether they last, either stay as home-based business or, especially Beverly, if they break out of the home one day, grow out of the home, and open up an office downtown or build a building or, you know, hire 20 employees or one day become listed on NASDAQ or NYC or New York Stock Exchange or whatever, is the access to capital.
Yes.
That's the one break point. That's the issue that is there. And how they come up with that capital, where that capital comes from, for them to grow that business is that's the critical issue, isn't it?
It really is, and it starts with their own attitude of home-based business finances. I had a client recently come to me and talk to me about starting a home-based business, and when I asked her about money, how much money did she have to get started with this of her own? she looks at me and she says, oh, I have no money. And I said, okay, why do you want to start this home-based business? Well, because it doesn't take any money to start a home-based business. Oh, I'm sure my body language, as much as I may have tried not to show it.
You can't, you do, Beverly, you're capable of many things, but that pulling that off is not one of them.
I was so chagrined to hear someone say that. You know, yes, it takes perhaps less money, and we've talked about that many, many times. I've talked so many times about how your overhead is lower, your startup mm-hmm. costs are lower, but there is still cost involved.
I hope you talked her out of doing anything. Even,
I did.
Of course, you know, Beverly, if you think about it, if you don't have any money, you can't lose anything.
Well, that's true, but you can't start anything either.
You know, folks, that's like what that woman said is like saying, "I'm going to tour the Great Wall of China tomorrow," and you say, "Well, you know, when does your plane leave?" And you say, "Plane." What do you mean? What plane? Do I need a plane to get to the Great Wall of China?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're going to teleport yourself over, transport yourself over there somehow magically. It just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the reality that a lot of people don't face. The second thing usually when people tell me they have no money, the next thing I ask them is, how's your personal credit? And I get the same blank stare of, why does that matter?
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand that home-based business is not a panacea for bad credit, for bad financial situations, for financial crunches. You must be the same as any other business owner. You have to be looking at your personal finances, how much do you have to contribute, before you can go off and talk to somebody else about lending you money for this business venture. Whether it's home-based or not, you have to do your homework and your groundwork, and you have to have a foundation to build on before somebody else is going to lend you more money to buy some more bricks. It just doesn't work to say, I'm going to be a home-based business and think that the world's going to fall into your lap with no effort.
None of these people would think that today they could decide to be a doctor and tomorrow they could perform surgery. No,
exactly.
None of those people would think that. What makes people think that today I want to be a business owner, tomorrow I'll be rich, or I'll have customers? I don't understand it. Folks, being a business owner is a profession, just like being an architect, just like being a doctor, just like being a lawyer. You have to learn stuff, and it takes certain assets, certain resources that are required. Quick break, 20 after. Beverly Williams and I will be right back. Stay with me.
The things we've done together while our hearts were young. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the where you can find our show and the articles and the newsletter. You can subscribe to it there, which we'll send you every week. Our blog, we update every weekday. Thousands of articles, thousands of archives of past interviews that I've done all the way back. We've been archiving since 99. And you can podcast those, by the way. So check that out. And, of course, Ask Jim is our knowledge base. We've anticipated your questions, and we have the answers waiting on you. So check it out when you get a chance. And everything's free, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us and use all the things that we have to our advantage. Beverly Williams has posted many, many things, hundreds, maybe thousands of things on both of our websites. And so we're glad to have her as part of our resources to make available to you. She's a steadfast supporter of small businesses, especially home-based and those who want to be. Beverly, give us your website, please.
Well, it's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Beverly, they can find your book there too, right? The 30-Second Commute.
Yes, they can.
All right. We're talking about getting capital for a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
A person who has no money, like the first person you mentioned, is actually not as dangerous as the person who actually has a little bit of money but doesn't know any more than the other person does.
That's right.
Because they actually have some money to lose. But as I think I told you that Last week, I was in Denver with the Small Business Development Centers, mm-hmm. and when we were demonstrating Ask Jim about Biz to them, because they're going to be using this in their work with clients, mm-hmm. We showed them how we answer the question, how do I get a grant for my new small business?
Mm-hmm.
And they loved the answer that we gave, which one of them was mine and one of them was yours. And mine, basically, yours was a lot nicer than mine, Beverly. You actually explained, like, you know, you took their hand and explained, took them down the road, and then hit them behind the head with the answer.
Uh-huh.
But I, right out of the box, said, Grant died. And they loved both of our answers. But you could see there how excited they were to hear somebody else say what they've been having to tell people. Folks, if you have to have a grant for a business to start your business, clock in today. Clock in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've never met anybody in my life, and I've been around a long time, who had a successful business started with a grant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Twice this week alone, and the week's not over, I have had to say to somebody, go get a job. You cannot start a business with no money, and there is no free money available. You cannot earn an income this week by starting a business. And that's what you need.
People do think that they can start a business on Monday and draw a paycheck on Friday, don't they? Sometimes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And they look at you incredulously when you tell them that it can't be done.
Yeah.
I would love for somebody to prove me wrong, but it's never happened yet.
I think one out of maybe 10 million things that happened maybe once.
Well, and I think I haven't counseled 10 million people
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, right.
I haven't...
No, I mean, but it's just not going to happen, folks.
And, no.
But all right, so let's get that off the table and bring on to the table the concept of how you do make it happen. How do you get the capital you need for a small business?
Well, first of all, planning, knowing how much you're going to need, what's it going to cost you to get started, would make sense if somebody is going to take a trip. They don't just get in the car and start driving. Maybe 1 in 10 million do, but most people sit down and you know, go to AAA. They talk to friends. They look at maps. They make a plan.
If they know the route, they think about the route they're going to take.
Exactly. Which route and how much is it going to cost me? How much money do I need to take with me? At least to get started. I can always draw on
and always try to have some extra for contingencies.
Exactly.
Your business is the same way.
Right. The good news is it used to be almost impossible for a home-based business startup to get any kind of funds for several reasons. One, because of the perception of what home-based businesses were, which were not legitimate. And two, because they generally needed such a little amount of money compared to a larger business startup that might go to a traditional bank and say, you know, I need a $5 million loan to get going. Maybe they only need $5,000, and the paperwork is the same. The banks don't make the same return on those smaller loans. But there are lots of other places now for home-based and other small businesses to get a smaller loan. Microloan type of programs are available all across the country now. And your SBDC, your Small Business Development Center, people know a lot about those funds.
And, Beverly, a lot of home-based businesses are started on credit card debt.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't like that, but I'm telling you, it's not a bad way to do it if you can manage your business properly.
As long as you're smart about how much you're using those cards and how you're going to be able to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a very expensive debt otherwise.
Yeah.
So, yes, it takes some planning. It's not that it's impossible. It's just you're not going to do it tomorrow with no credit or bad credit and no plan.
Right.
So take the time to do that. If you are currently working, don't quit your day job. And if you're not currently working, go and get some work until that will produce some sort of an income for you until you can get this business plan.
Exactly. And be prepared to be shocked at how fast the money goes out and how slowly the money comes in.
Exactly.
It will shock you. Trust me on that one. I've been in business a long time and it still shocks me. Hey, Beverly, uh-huh. thanks for being here. Good job today.
Well, thank you.
It's not for the faint of heart, is it, Beverly?
No.
Business ownership. No wusses in business ownership, I can tell you that right now. Thanks, Beverly. See you next time.
Thank you. I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Cannot be denied.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.